With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump leaving no doubt as to his support for Defense Secretary Hegseth. Mr. Trump asked about another signal chat controversy. Hegseth sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others.
Here we go again. Just a waste of time.
He is doing
a great job.
Why do you still have confidence?
Because he's doing a great job. Ask the Houthis how he's doing.
A reference to U.S. airstrikes on the Iran-backed rebels who, prior to those airstrikes, had repeatedly attacked commercial shipping in crucial Middle East waters. The White House says Hegseth shared no classified information. Virginia's Republican governor is tracking with the Trump administration crackdown on criminal illegal aliens. He's taken hundreds of suspected gang members off the streets of the Old Dominion.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is delivering on his promise to prioritize public safety and uphold the rule of law. In a significant victory for the Trump administration's agenda, Youngkin announced that the state's newly established Homeland Security Task Force has arrested more than 500 criminal illegal immigrants, including over 130 with known gang affiliations. According to Youngkin, of the 521 arrests made since the task force started in February, 132 are affiliated with gangs such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other transnational organized crime organizations and criminal gangs. Ernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Nadine Menendez, wife of former Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, has been convicted of charges of teaming up with her husband to take bribes of cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Bob Menendez set to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. Pope Francis' funeral has been scheduled. It will take place on Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 316 points higher. This is SRN News. 9 Christians arrested in China.
They were holding house church services and also handing out Bibles to anyone that wanted one. Those acts are against the law in China, where the Communist Party would like to stamp out Christianity altogether. The 9 believers face multi-year prison sentences and large fines. China is in the midst of a broad crackdown on religious faith that is designed to sublimate all belief systems to the government, even as it seeks to expand its influence around the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity. The Mississippi Supreme Court voted 8-1 to uphold that judge's ruling. This is SRN News. AI being used to monitor teenagers on social media.
Instagram is using artificial intelligence in order to crack down on teens lying about their age online. Its parent company, Meta, announced Monday that it's currently in the testing phase in the U.S. The software is designed to find accounts that are believed to be teenage profiles, which would then put them into the teen account settings. The tech giant said it's been using AI to verify ages for a while, but this is the first time this specific method is being used. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You might refer to it as the Trump effect. To avoid higher tariffs, a Swiss pharmaceutical giant, Roche, says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. in the coming 5 years. New manufacturing that Roche says will create 12,000 jobs. And that's in addition to the 25,000 people already employed by the drug maker in the United States. More details at SRNNews.com.